Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Hey everyone, I'm Meredith Hartley, and I'm going to talk to you today about what my autoimmune disorders taught me about business and quality management and crisis management. I have an autoimmune disorder called Raynaud's disease, and I didn't know I had it until I was about 28, even though I've had it my whole life. And here's how I figured it out. My kids, they're 5 and 6 now, they'd go outside to play in the snow, and they'd come in and they'd say, "Brr, Mommy, I'm so cold, I can't play outside anymore." And I would swoop into emergency mode. I would grab an electric blanket, I would wrap it around them, I would pour hot chocolate down their throat and rub their hands until they warmed up. And they'd always tell me, "Mommy, your hands are so cold. I want Daddy's hands. Your hands are cold." Now, I've always had cold hands. It's a running gag in our family that on a hot day, walk over to Meredith and have her touch your forehead and you'll feel better. But a couple of years ago, my husband always thought that I was overreacting when this happened. Well, he went outside, and he did something in the snow one day, shoveling, and he came back in, and his hand was red. And I said, "Oh my gosh, honey, are you okay? Can I get you something to warm up? Are you hurt?" And he looked at me, confused, and he said, "Mare, cold doesn't hurt." And I flinched. I said, "Yeah, it does." And he said, no, it doesn't. Does cold hurt you?" And we sat down and we had one of the most mind-blowing conversations of my life. And I found out that most people don't hurt when they touch cold. Now you're probably sitting there going, "Yeah, no, it's just cold." And my husband kept saying that. I kept asking, "So what does it feel like?" And he said, "It's just cold." And I said, "But cold hurts." He said, no, you just feel the cold. It doesn't hurt or sting or anything. And we finally figured out that my whole life, I have never experienced cold without pain. I don't know the difference. When I touch something cold, it hurts, whether it is my husband's cold feet touching me in bed at night, whether it is picking up a glass of water, whether it is touching snow or cold air, it always hurts. That's because I have this autoimmune disorder called Raynaud's disease. And that means my body can't tell the difference between a cold breeze or touching a piece of ice and standing outside in the middle of a blizzard in North Dakota without a coat. As soon as I touch something cold, my body panics and thinks it's going into hypothermia. So it pulls all the blood to my core and it doesn't stay in my fingers or anywhere that I touched cold. In fact, that part of my body that touched the cold will stay cold for half an hour, an hour. It doesn't warm up again. Now, I'll give you an example. This is a can of Coke. It came out of the refrigerator about 30 minutes ago. It's still got a little condensation, but it's not freezing or anything. I'm gonna hold it in my hand here for a minute. Nice and cold, no product placement or endorsement implied. You can hold it. Okay, and I'm going to show you my fingers. You see how the tops are turning white and blue from about here up? They've got a blue tint to them. That's because my body has pulled all of the blood out just from touching that can, that cold can. That's how quickly my body responds. And let me tell you, it stings, not just on the surface. I can feel it down in my bones. And my hand's going to stay cold for a very long time. Similarly, when I go out in the heat, if I walk outside on an 80-degree day and I don't fan myself well enough, or if I'm wearing clothes that are too heavy, I can start getting the early symptoms of heat stroke in regular clothes on an 80-degree day because my body just doesn't regulate temperature properly. And the more I expose myself to temperature changes, the weaker my immune system gets. And then I get sick. I catch every bug that comes around. I get strep throat. And growing up, I always explained away those symptoms, that I just had a weak immune system, or I just wasn't getting enough sleep. Because my whole life, I assumed that when other people said they were cold, they were feeling the same thing I was feeling. And if I walked in and said that, oh my gosh, I'm so cold, I can't get warm, they assumed that I was experiencing the same cold they experienced and that I was just being a wuss and needed to get over it. And eventually, that's what I thought about myself too. I didn't trust what I was feeling or seeing anymore or experiencing myself because everyone else was doing the same thing and they didn't have a problem with it. So I must just be overreacting. It wasn't until I sat down and had a conversation with someone and realized that when we both said cold, we were describing different things. That was when I finally had the information I needed to start taking care of myself and getting better. As soon as we realized that when I talk about cold, I'm describing pain, and everyone else is just talking about a temperature change, I could go to a doctor. I could find out that this weird thing I've been experiencing my whole life has a name, Raynaud's disease, and that I'm not the only one, and that disease actually explains all these other things that have happened to me. It explained my deadly pregnancy complications. It explained why I caught every single bug, every single infection that came around, why I was tired all the time, why I was always cold but never anemic. It explained everything. And once I knew that, I could start protecting myself. Now I wear gloves when I go grocery shopping so I don't reach into the cold freezer. I use a scoop whenever I touch ice. I'm very careful with how I dress to regulate my temperature. And I don't catch every bug that comes around anymore. In fact, I found out from my doctor that if I hadn't taken these steps, my Raynaud's disease is so abnormally severe that I could have developed new autoimmune disorders like MS or type 1 diabetes. Finally putting a name on my problem, identifying the difference, empowered me to prevent further problems from happening and actually solve a lot of problems I was dealing with. It explained so many things. And this happens to us a lot in business. Quality, which I explained as the science of how smart people burn down good businesses, is really a system that teaches us to challenge our assumptions. Because everything we do, every decision we make, is based off of how we interpret information. And if our assumptions about those facts or data is faulty, if we believe something that isn't true, or if we assume something is true without making sure the data backs it up, then we make poor decisions. We get sucker punched. But if we challenge our assumptions, we can identify problems before they start. We can identify why we're experiencing problems now and fix them. We can make sure that we don't get sucker punched by bad consequences that were unnecessary, that were preventable. That means that we need to work hard not to assume that if we understand a problem one way, everyone else does too. Or that if something is easy for us, it's easy for everyone else. Or that because we think this math problem is easy, or this chart is easy to read, or this process makes sense, that everyone else will too. Or if we think the data is pushing us towards one answer, we have to challenge our assumption about why that is the answer. What are other possible answers? What could be other causes? What else could explain what we're seeing? And how do we know it's not one of those? That's the key to solving problems in business, when you're in a crisis, and in life in general, when you're dealing with a miscommunication, is challenging your assumptions. And now, having been through my whole cold equals pain thing, I am more careful about making sure that we're all on the same page, about challenging my own assumptions. Because if we hadn't finally sat down and heard someone say, "Mare, cold doesn't hurt," I might never have found the answer. So I encourage you, as you go through the next week, to think about every decision you make, every piece of information you process, every fact you know to be true, and challenge yourself. Ask yourself, how do I know for sure? Is there another possible explanation? How do I know that it's not that other explanation? Because you'll be on your way to making better decisions, being more informed, understanding cause and effect to a degree you've never experienced it before, and you'll be empowered to make better decisions. I'm Meredith Hartley from MeSquared Solutions. Thanks for watching. If you'd like more free crisis management, business development, and quality management videos, feel free to click subscribe to this MeSquared channel. on YouTube, or you can also visit our website, www.me2-solutions.com. There are a lot of great free resources there, hundreds of free articles, and if you just want to shoot me an email, you'll find it in the text below, and you can ask me any question you want. I swear it'll go straight to my inbox. I process every single email, and I don't charge for good conversations or good questions. Thanks for watching. Hi, everyone. It's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright
2014
by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But no, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you if you just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.